Thank you. My name is Louis Belton, and I'm presenting tonight requesting a zoning change from general residential to B2 community district. We've lived in the area about 9 years now, going on 9 years. I've done some checking, and since we've been here, every year the population of Sussex County has grown by 300 people a month. And that's basically the equivalence of a town the size of Ocean View every year. And the way I see it, if you look at the demographics of the area, it's going to continue. We've got another at least 9 years ahead of us here, because if you look at the baby boomer curve, you know, there are more kids or more people born in the United States in 1957 than any other time. And if you extrapolate that, you could plan on, you know, a lot of people coming before you for the next 9 years. And so with that in mind, the area that we live in, right, which is right across, well, the area where the Evans Farm and also the Justice property, where they're located, there are around 2,000 homes in there within about a mile of this small parcel that we want to, that we would like to rezone. And just across the street in the Evans Farm, there'll be 180 homes going in there. On the other side of going up a couple hundred feet from our property, there's another, the 10 acres is being developed there, the Justice property. And also within, and I know you know this because it's been said before, that in our area, the age, from an age standpoint, I found a number in 2020 that in the beach area that the median age was nearly 63. And I think it's actually more than that now. And that's about 20 years higher than the balance of Sussex County, as well as the balance of Delaware. And with this aging demographics comes the demand for more personal services, primarily medical, beauty salons, tax investment accounting services, et cetera. And the primary reason that we're asking for the rezoning is that we think that we can provide infrastructure support that will keep people off of Route 26 during the summer. It's a very heavy corridor, and you know, anybody that could obtain, you know, personal services north of north of 26 is it's a win for everybody. According to the DelDOT, you know, we can expect a minimal traffic impact. And there's another thing that I want to point out. If you go to the next slide, please. Okay, what I want to show you is it right there, that little spot right there. That's the main entrance to the Sundance Club, and the only other entrance is an emergency entrance that won't even be paved. And one of the DelDOT requirements for Evans Farm is that they have to widen that road in there to provide ingress and egress to that Sundance Club. And then we across the street there will be beneficiaries of that widened road from a standpoint of ingress and egress into our property. The next slide, please. Currently, there are two existing structures on the property. To the left there is where the pointer is, that's Old Mill Road, and to the left there is it's a 3,000 3,200 square foot building there that's a garage, a combination garage, and then there's a 1,200 square foot apartment there. Then there's a middle lot, and then on the right side there is a home that we've just put in there that overlooks a pond there that belongs to the homeowner association, but it's been in a state of neglect, and we've put a fair amount of time and effort into cleaning that up. The middle lot there, we don't know exactly what we want to put in there yet, because like I said, you know, we believe that the services that would be beneficial to the community north of 26 would be either, as I said, medical or tax or accounting services, or you know, maybe a hair salon or those kinds of services. We don't believe that this area is suitable for any kind of nighttime activities, restaurants or bars, because the traffic pattern just doesn't work for that. There was some opposition raised to the project, and that opposition, if you could go back to right to there, the opposition, I believe, are to the west or the east side of the Sundance Club there, and right in there, and those residents access to services are to go to Old Mill Road and then to go left, and you know, there really would be very I don't know what the reason why somebody would want to go to the right out of that community, other than maybe if they were going to play golf, or you know, possibly there is some other areas over there that they might be interested, but the bulk of the traffic would go east on Old Mill Road, or would go south on Railway there, to where that matches up with 26, and I think it's probably a little less than a half a mile drive to there. The other concerns that was that I think that one of the opposition said that there really weren't any businesses there, and you know, I did some looking, and within a reasonably close proximity, there's an auto detailing shop on Holtz Landing Road. There's an organic materials processing facility on White's Neck Road. There's a camper sales listed on White's Neck Road. There's a preschool listed on White's Neck Road. There's a stained glass studio on Railway Drive. And there's also, it's closed now, but Harvey Justice had a big bait shop and nursery at the corner of Holtz Landing Road and Irons Lane. So, you know, there are some businesses in there, so we're not really creating that much of a, it's not that unique to have businesses in that area.
There's a builder on Railway Road.
Say again?
There's a builder on Railway Road.
Oh, there is? Okay.
He thinks he is.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Okay. So that's really kind of, in my rest of my presentation, I've kind of provided some elevations there of what I kind of envision, you know, could go in there. Got it. Understand. Okay. Then I'm happy to wrap up. I'm wrapped up.
All right. Good. Let's see if anybody has any questions for you.
Okay.
No questions from the builder.
All right, Scholars.
No questions for me, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
I have no questions, sir.
All right, White House?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
Well, I do have a question. I'm just curious what your background is, because you did a good presentation compared to some of the, you know, representatives we see here from time to time. Not any today, but it was a very good presentation.
Thank you.
It was thorough, so, yeah, just was curious.
Trying to find out if you're an attorney or a Baptist preacher.
Well, I'm neither, thank you.
I love that you're not disclosing what you are, though. That's very, very...
I'm retired. I live in the most wonderful part of the country I've ever been in. We've lived in a lot of different places. I wouldn't trade this anywhere. I want to make one closing comment, that an awful lot of the comments, because I listened in on some of the hearings, and there's a lot of resistance to growth, and I can tell you, having come from a part of the country that's dying, if you've got a chance of either living in an area that's growing or living in an area that's dying, there is no choice.
What area is that?
I grew up in Oklahoma, and I'm happy to be here.
She just sold you right out.
She's telling on you now. Don't
yeah, we're good.
There might be some questions for you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, none for me, no.
On this side?
Okay. I'm good.
Now you may take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of
the right points.
Change of zone number 1998, Lewis, Janet, and William Melton? Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1998? Yes, sir. Come on up.
He gets the award for sitting here the longest.
Yeah, I think you owe me an apology. So, as I looked about the room, I can tell that I'm the only thing that's standing between us and dinner. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly, but go ahead.
But probably pretty close. So, Happy New Year, everyone. I'm sure you've heard that a couple times. My name's Dave Bartlett. I live in Banks Acres. As you may have heard Mr. Melton just talk about, I'm in the development that is catty-corner to the proposed development. Just a couple maintenance items, if I can hear from him. I'm going to change glasses a couple times. I apologize. Nearly half a dozen neighbors have asked me at the last moment, of course, within the last 24 hours, to do this presentation today. I had no desire to do it. I just put the comments in. However, I live with a bunch of senior citizens that are terrified to even turn a computer on, let alone get on there, comment, or stand in front of planning and zoning today. That being said, the slides that I threw together today, there is a very high probability that the slides may be out of order. So if I ask you just to bear with me a little bit until I get through those. I mentioned to Ashley right before the meeting when I handed her the key fob that one of the things that I dread most is public speaking. I was hoping the last public speech I did was a few months ago, the Father of the Bride speech. And obviously that was not the last speech, so I'm doing one tonight. So thank you for allowing me to comment on 1998. Not only do the citizens of Banks Acres, as well as Banksville, which I don't, that would be the property to the south that the subject property would butt right up to. Banks Acres would be on the northwest. Banksville is a property directly below what is shown right there. So this is what moves the clicker, one slide. Okay. Pardon me for a moment. So the owner of the slide mentioned in her opening request about the 10-acre parcel that is west and is zoned as C1. Right before the meeting, I'd asked Mr. Whitehouse about, is there some way to resurrect how long that property has been C1 for? Because no matter where you look on the internet, there is nothing that can I can determine anyhow how long that has been located as C1. All I know is that for some time, there's been a bunch of heavy construction equipment located there, construction debris.
It may be such a thing that it was
I'm sorry.
It may be such a thing that it was zoned C1 back in the early 70s from day one.
I can fill that blank for you. I grew up right there.
So when was that, Bruce?
That used to be the dump.
Was it the dump alongside of that yet?
The Justice property was the dump.
Was the dump?
Yeah, and since then, it's been filled in and...
David Banks told me that he felt as though it's been 40 years.
Yep.
That's probably right, yeah.
Yep, that, okay. Yep, so...
So...
I don't know how it got that zoning, but it's been
C1 for quite some time, and realistically, that is the only property that is in the area that truly is listed as C1. There never was a sunset clause or a clause to revoke it in the event it fell outside of the C1 jurisdiction, but today we still live with it. Okay, is this not indexing?
So it's been placed in the
order. Oh, okay.
So you might have scrolled
down. All right. So what I'm trying to point out here is that planning and zoning, I don't know how to move it. This thing just is, it's not moving at any. Aaron,
Yeah, just tell us when you want to go to the next
slide. Okay, I don't need to go to the next slide. I just need to index this one. Nope, up. A little bit, right, stop, down a little bit. Right there. So as you can see, planning and zoning actually approved to move forward with the Sundance community tonight. Thank you for doing that. The proposed property actually would create a new intersection in that. Contrary to what Mr. Melton said, a lot of us do use Old Mill Road heading west, and that's to avoid the traffic that's on Route 26. So if any of you've ever gone out to Bethany Beach during the summer, it is just a log jam. So we'll use Old Mill Road, and that includes the people both in Banks Acres, everybody that is in the northern developments of Denton Woods, Denton Manor, Bay, not Bay Forest, whatever the bay, other Bay one is, Whites Creek Manor will head west on Old Mill Road, and a lot of times that's just to avoid that. Next slide, if I can, since you guys have control. There are more than enough daytime and evening businesses on Route 26, less than a half a mile away from the subject property, and in this general area. Several brand new buildings have just recently been erected and completed on Route 26 to allow for offices, shops, and other non-industrial operations. Several of these brand new buildings are not even occupied yet as they seek tenants. Next slide, please. Pet and Arrow just created this space that is behind us. That's their sign out on the road. Next slide. Here are two of the buildings that are completely unoccupied, and this is after the construction has been completed. These buildings not occupied are less than or just about a half a mile or so from the current request that Mr. Melton has. It should be noted for the commissioners that are not familiar with this area, there is no public transportation, and anyone seeking services would need to drive regardless. Next slide. So here is more land that's available yet that's already zoned commercial on Route 26 that is only 3,000 feet away from the subject property. Next slide. Here is a picture of that property. Some of the services have already gone in. Some of the underground utilities have gone in. There's still some waiting to go in. Next slide. This is a continuation of that, along with another commercial building that is right alongside of that, that is east of that property, that is also unoccupied. Next slide. And I don't know how to turn that, but I think you get the general idea that there is another building over on the... You have ability to flip? No? Okay.
We get the point.
I think
though.
We get the gist.
Yeah, okay. So another building that's right on Route 26. And that's why I stay right there. So I've noted the areas that are already residential, except for the 10 acres, and there's the 10 acres that is noted. The area in and around the requested area, for the most part, I have 100%, but probably 99%, is residential and farms is zoned to AR. Placing a commercial building of any nature in this area would be completely out of character with this area. With regards to the housing shortage, next slide, please. an apartment area, an apartment complex to be known as Tupelo Sands, which is 216 units, and there's a tax ID that I've provided to the comments, is already under construction. Two buildings have already been erected, and it's right next door to the BB Emergency Cancer Center that's located on Roxana Road, which is approximately 3/4 of a mile from the businesses out on Route 21 or 26. Once again, any person requiring apartment type housing would still need to drive a vehicle, as there is no public transportation in this area out to the Route 26 corridor. Additionally, there are plans that will be submitted to planning and zoning, I'm told, as soon as calendar year 2024, as well as county council, for the 10-acre property. Next slide, I hope. Nope, you can stay right there. For the Justice property that we saw on a previous slide. The Justice property plan right now is 4 more additional apartment buildings and 56 townhouses, creating 128 new units to provide additional housing, whether it's real or perceived, and some of which is supposed to be affordable housing. This property is already zoned C1. I've been told that unless there's a severe engineering flaw, planning and zoning, as well as county council, will have to approve this request. The point being, there will be apartments and the area will remain residential.
By right, and any, and this is why it's a closed district, you can't rezone anything to C1 anymore. By right, you're entitled to do up to 12 units an acre in C1. So it doesn't, there's no public hearing for that. It would just be a site.
So they can, they can just move this right through count, right through to the.
They wouldn't even go to county council. It would just be a site plan review here.
So,
yeah, I mean,
so
it still has to go through DLDOT and everything else.
Then my point is valid. Yeah. Okay, so I didn't know. Thank you for providing.
Yeah, no problem. That's why we don't have C1. You can't rezone anything to C1 because we wanted to take that off the market.
While there are no nighttime activities contemplated, and I saw in the applicant's submittal. Uses the word contemplated several times, i.e. like a noisy environment, etc. There is nothing to stop this from occurring if a rezoning request is approved in an area that is strictly and currently residential in nature. All of the current property tax-paying residents bought and built our homes in these communities that surround this request with the understanding that it would remain residential or agricultural in nature for as long as we owned our property. If this request is approved to the change, if this request is approved to change the subject property to B2, the change, as we know, most likely would be in perpetuity. There would be nothing to stop unwanted businesses from attaining one of the commercial properties for a business such as a marijuana dispensary, small engine repair. I even saw on the B2 site that a gas station could also be approved, and let it be noted that the folks in Banks Acres are all on their own individual wells, as well as some of the folks in Banksville. That fact alone can't be understated, and although the owners of this parcel of land may offer guarantees to planning and zoning as well as county council that an unwanted business will not be allowed, there's nothing from stopping future owners or their heirs from placing any type of business that fits the regulations of a B2 zoning. Banks Acres development is primarily senior citizens. Most owners do not have the technical ability or computer savvy to submit a comment of opposition. Hence the reason why I'm before you tonight, because I was the one that was elected. For that matter, many do not drive due to age, so they cannot appear in person today to oppose this request. Further to the above, I know of two residents, one who is actually on the line right now, who are computer competent, did have issues commenting on the planning and zoning website for this particular application. So there's a flaw in the system right now. I contacted Ashley yesterday, and she was kind enough to get one of the applicants so that their comments have been posted, something that planning and zoning may want to make a note of. So a planning and zoning employee was alerted to this. One can only imagine, having said this, one can only imagine how many other residents that simply cannot, have no computer savvy, have experienced the exact same problem and simply gave up.
So just real quick on that, Jim, if you want to say anything, I'll add before he does, this is part one of this process. As you probably know, it has to go to county council. So to the extent there's anybody that wants to submit information, they still can. It might not get in the record for planning and zoning, but it will be in the record for county council.
Problem is, Vince, I don't, without holding them by the hand and getting them to push the keys, we're talking some folks that are in there.
No, well, you had suggested that maybe some people tried and failed.
Well, one of them's on the phone right now, and he tried, and he is computer savvy, and he tried, it's my next-door neighbor, he tried three different times. He's a veterinarian, he's on a computer all day long.
Well, hopefully he'll be able to get that information in.
Could not get the comments posted on this site with regards to opposition.
And I can add, Mr. Chairman, and for the benefit of anyone listening now on the live stream, that there was a server issue yesterday with the county. It affected multiple departments and included our mapping server, which is now back up and running today. But anyone who tried to submit any comments during that server downtime, it would have encountered an error message, then you wouldn't have been able to reload.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yep, it was about 3 o'clock yesterday.
Kind of unfair to participants who may have wanted to submit a comment.
Mr. Chairman, could I
say something? Let me remind you, it's not the only way to submit a comment. See this thing right here? You take this, you put it on a piece of paper, he could have done it, handed that letter to you, you could have served it up tonight, and everything would have been fine.
And Chairman Wheatley, you are...
All I want to hear about the county system not working, we get it, we know we have issues from time to time, we understand. Move on.
You've given me the springboard then for my next comment. Thank you.
I just wanted to mention, I think there's a misconception that when a comment is uploaded to our document system, that it immediately comes up. It is immediately there, but it is reviewed by staff for cursing, things that are inappropriate or maybe not relative to the application. So until we see that it's completely suitable, then it's released. But it is there and able to be viewed, just not always by the public immediately.
Thank you.
Sorry if that was not explained to you
That's
earlier.
Okay. Perhaps one of the reasons why people either did not write with a pen and hand it to me or decide to comment is exactly for what I'm showing right here. The property on the right-hand side is the required posting by planning and zoning for the Sundance property. The sign that is on the left is for county for CZ 1998. It's by no fault of the applicant whatsoever. It just so happens that both signs are posted directly across the street from each other. When I spoke to residents in Banksville, they thought that the sign on the left happened to be for Sundance Community, which a lot of people in that area are in support of. Next slide, please. Can you see if there's another one right here? And there's the signage shown on the map.
Yeah, let's move on because we had to post it. I don't know where else they're supposed to post it. We're legally required
and
to post the property.
I would agree with that, Vince. Okay. So I was a part of the group for the Evans Farm property, and I had a substantial amount of photos that showed the flooding and the ponding that occurs in this area during heavy rains. I know that Commissioner Mears is well aware of what we put up with there because that is one of the low-lying areas. The area that I've got highlighted there is religiously underwater when we have a lot of rainwater. So I just wanted to point out that if this is allowed to go forward, we're going to create more impermeable surface. And again, there is not currently anything in place to handle the drainage. Okay. All right, last slide. I think this seems to be the sticking point for a lot of residents. The word contemplate was used a lot in the submittal. And all of us realize that the property owners in this area can contemplate that if it's approved, it will create a traffic nightmare once again. It could place unwanted or unneeded businesses in an area that is currently all residential in nature and would have the possibility of future unwanted businesses in the area, thereby decreasing property values for existing property owners because if rezoned, it would be so in perpetuity. For a reason I have asked above, and I and the other residents of Backs Acres respectfully ask Planning and Zoning to deny this request. Any questions?
Questions. All right, thank you.
Thanks for having me tonight.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Later on, not now. Okay, almost done. Okay, no one else wishes to speak in opposition. Is there anyone on?